Welcome back, Wawa Land. I'm so excited to share about this event coming up this Monday. The Northwest Indiana Base Community Council, or NIBCC, is hosting a pretty big event coming up this Monday, April 22nd. And here to tell us all about it, we've got Nick Dara, a board member for the NIBCC. Did I just say Northwest Indiana,
you did,
by
yeah,
the way?
Sorry.
Did that? Sorry, Nick.
I instinctively said Northeast.
You know, I do that all the time. I always say Northwest Indiana because I'm from Northwest Pennsylvania.
Gotcha.
And so it's still, I've been living here in this part of the world for, you know, over a decade, and I still say Northwest Indiana. So Northeast Indiana Base Community Council, tell us all this event about this event you have coming up.
Yeah, well, the Northeast Indiana Base Community Council, the NIBCC, we work to support our military members and service members within this community. And one of the ways we do that is with our luncheon series. So we have a speaker coming in. His name is Todd Beer. He's a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. He's an Adams County native, I believe, so he's from Northeast Indiana. And Todd actually flew Air Force One.
Oh, wow.
He flew for two different presidents, W. Bush and Clinton, and he flew during 9/11. So he has a wealth of experience and a great story to tell, and he's a nationwide speaker now, and he's coming back and joining us and helping us support this cause.
I love that he's coming back to do this. What a fantastic get, if you will, to help raise funds here. Are there still tickets left? Because I would assume with someone like that, they'd be going like hotcakes.
There are. There's a handful left still. We are limited. One of the other things, we've done this before, and usually we'll do it at kind of a usual event center type of venue. This year, or this time around, we're actually doing it at the Armory for the 1st Battalion 293rd.
Oh, yeah.
So you get to go onto one of the physical locations where our service members train and you know, carry out their mission. And so we're doing that there. We've got about 240 or 250 seats available, and I think we're over 200 right now.
Oh, so if you do want a ticket.
Absolutely. So you go to NIBCC.org and scroll down a little bit, and you'll have a list of all of our events this year. The top one there is the luncheon series with Lieutenant Colonel Beer. So
that's what folks are looking for, this luncheon series. Have you guys done this before?
We have. It did get dampened down a little bit, you know, post-COVID.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting people together was tough and really getting the machine back up and running. So we've had some really great speakers in the past. Last year, it was about 18 months ago now, we had Rocky Blyer, who was a Notre Dame and then Steelers champion. He liked to say that he got drafted by the Steelers and then he got drafted by the Army, and he served in Vietnam and was wounded actually and told he was never going to, you know, play football again and ended up winning four
Super
Bowls.
And then he did. Yeah. I remember that actually.
That was a great event. And it kind of helped kickstart this series again. So we want to do this more. We do a number of other events as well. We've got the Race for the Warrior that's coming up in May.
Oh, we're going to be talking about that coming up in May too, Nick. That's one of my favorites.
We've got that. That's a fun one, a 5K on out at the airport. All of this goes to raise money for the Military Support Fund.
Yeah, and then I want to ask you, how exactly does that work? How then is that money dispersed?
Yeah, so we have the Military Support Fund is emergency financial assistance, kind of micro grants to local service members who are experiencing financial distress. So what happens is, you know, a recent story we had was an E7, a member of the 122nd. So E7 is I think it's a master sergeant in the Air Force. So senior NCO, kind of a person who's, this isn't necessarily a new person, but anyways, they're about to go on a 6-month deployment. Their truck broke down. Same day, their water heater went out.
Oh, geez.
And this guy's literally days within going on a 6-month deployment. And what we're able to do is get up to $800 in their hand or directly to, say, the landlord or the utility provider, whatever the case is, whatever that financial emergency is, we get up to $800 to that service member within 24 hours or less.
So you're able to help a lot.
And it's immediately too. So it's one of those where they reach out to us usually through their unit, through the command. We have great relationships with all of our bases.
I tell you what, I think that's saying something, Nick. I'm hearing you talk about this particular individual getting ready to leave for the 6-month deployment. A lot of these folks, you know, I can only assume, and maybe I shouldn't, but you know, they've got a lot of pride to be able to even ask and say, "Hey, I need $600 for my water heater." To me, that's pretty moving.
Yeah.
That they do that.
Yeah. So it's definitely we've gotten a lot more awareness within the units, and the take rate has gone up. The need is definitely there.
Yeah.
Last year we gave out over $50,000. It was almost $58,000, I believe, last year. And these are $800 one-time grants. So that's a number of different service members from Northeast Indiana who are experiencing these kind of catastrophic immediate emergency financial needs, which is unfortunate that that's a necessary thing, but it does happen. And it's a great resource to have that backstop, because we don't want, you know, I'm a vet myself. I was in the Marine Corps. You don't want that service member thinking about having to worry about the stresses.
Yeah, how am I going to keep my heat on?
Right. Is my family going to have transportation? Is my family going
to
have heat?
Is I'm leaving for my 6 month deployment?
Right. And I'm going to go someplace where people might try to kill me.
Right.
Right. I have to focus on the mission. I have to be, you know, the warfighter is downrange, making sure that they are carrying out the mission of keeping this country safe. We need to make sure that we've got their back, and that they don't have to worry about that while they're gone, while they're serving their country. And so that's this kind of backstop that we've created with the Basic Community Council.
If you buy this ticket then for your luncheon series coming up on Monday, I'm assuming all of that goes to...
Yeah, so we're an all-volunteer organization. Okay. Every dollar we raise goes to supporting the mission that we carry out. So we do... we have the military support fund, but then we also support our base units as well. So last year we had about $73,000 in total contributions to the military community here in Northeast Indiana.
That is beautiful. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Good for you guys. So one more time, the website where folks can buy a ticket for the right. event this Monday.
It's nibcc.org.
Time and location again?
It's at the 293rd Armory. I believe it's 130 Cook Road out there kind of by Northrop. And it's... Check-in starts at 10:30. Program starts at 11.
Awesome. Sounds good, Nick. You guys are just doing amazing work. I appreciate you coming on to share. We'll have you back on when Race for the Warriors is coming up in May, right? Well,
yes.
We'll have you back on for that. That's Nick Dara, board member for the NIBCC. Also, thank you for your service, Nick. I did not know you were a veteran yourself, so we appreciate you being here. Coming up, Mike Wilson. He's got a
podcast by Federated Media.